Andrew, when you look at this Tampa team, obviously they played last night coming off a loss, but I think they've got two losses in their last 11 or something like that. What stands out for you when you see this club coming to town here tonight for the only time?
Dangerous. I feel like up and down their lineup, they got guys that'll make you pay if you make mistakes. So we're going to have to be, our defensive game is going to have to be really solid. We're going to have to take care of the puck, especially coming through the neutral zone, because their transition game, you know, from the D that moved the puck and Hedman and Sergachev, Shattenkirk, those guys, and then to the forwards that they got, they'll make you pay if you play the wrong way. So kind of need to continue on with the message that we've been sending the last couple of games in terms of taking care of the puck a lot better and, you know, playing in the right end and making sure that, you know, we're making teams defend us instead of the other way around.
How much of a shot in the arm was it in the right direction to get that win against Vancouver? Or was that more outside of your room talk about?
I think it was probably more outside of the room, but still, you know, to get a good feeling going again at home. And I think it was important, especially with a team that was so close to the standings as Vancouver was. So, I think we got to just kind of continue with that momentum.
I've got a question about a teammate of yours. I've heard that Boteto is the most popular teammate on this club. Is that a fair assessment?
Definitely the loudest. I mean, everybody loves him. Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it for sure. He doesn't shut up too often, but, you know, it's always positive. It's always, you know, at the right times. It's never, you know, distracting attention from away from the game, and it's never selfish. It's very selfless, actually, to be honest with you, and very genuine. So just a guy that, you know, comes to the rink every day in the best mood possible, and I feel like that definitely lifts our room.
Has it helped him fit in?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, maybe in the beginning, you know, in training camp, you're trying to build those relationships a little bit so you can be loud, and I feel like, you know, it feels like he's been here longer than just the 4 months that he has, so I feel like he's done, you know, a great job of fitting in. I feel like we got a pretty good room in terms of, you know, reaching out to new guys and, you know, making them feel welcome, so I don't think that's been an issue at all.